Let's go to Perek Beis. And if we only do a 5-minute thing, I'll do even Perek Gimel also one thing. But we'll see how long it takes Perek Beis. So let's pull something out of Perek Beis. Okay. Perek Beis, we'll go to Pasuk Yud. So Shlomo HaMelech says over here a very, very difficult thing when you read it. It sounds very, very difficult that Shlomo HaMelech is saying such a thing. But this is what he says. V'chol asher shalu einai lo yatzalti mehem. Here's Shlomo HaMelech talking. Everything that my eyes requested, simply means desired, lo yatzalti mehem. I didn't hold back. Sounds like whatever I saw and I liked, I took. What is that? What's the dos exactly? What's the pshat in them? What's the zok them? Lo imanati yis libi mikol simcha, ki libi sameach, apela. So if you look here in Rekeach in Koheles, Rekeach says, can't be gashmias. So he tries to give a mechudish tika pshat to Rekeach. Mechudish tika pshat. He says, v'chol asher shalu einai, kol dover chochma v'toira asher nisavisi. Or he says, maybe, but the word einai is strange. He says, could be einai is Sanhedrin. Kol asher shalu mimeni as Sanhedrin, sheniku einai ho'edo lo yotzalti me. So you see already, the Rishonim are bothered. How could it be that Shlomo HaMelech is saying, first of all, if Chas v'Shalom Shlomo HaMelech felt that he was nichshol in anything he saw he had to have and take, why would he share that? That's not something you put into Koheles. That's not a lekach for us to learn from. The Mesilas Yesharim, right? One of the most choshev esforim, machshove, that we have, says, when he talks about here in Perek Yud Gimel, he talks about a person, it's a shara, he talks about precious, separating yourself. He says it shouldn't be with extreme. Shouldn't separate yourself from the world in an extreme way. He says there's no end if you chas v'shalom, you do that. And then he says like this, v'oid ein gvul adavar. He says if a person can just think that I shouldn't have anything, I should be deprivation. He says there's no gvul. Im kein adam shoymei mu'une v'loynene min ha'olam klal. And that's not a way of life. That's not the Torah way of life. He says, "V'chochameinu zechenim uvrocha amru." And he's quoting Yerushalmi at the end of Kedushin. Al chachamim said, "Osir ha'adam liteindin v'cheshmin lifnei amokim al masheru eino v'leirotz alecho mimenu." Something which he saw, and he could have had it. He saw a beautiful, delicious fruit. And Yerushalmi continues that one of the Amoraim every year used to gather together money. I spoke about this Yerushalmi on Tu Bishvat. He would save up money once a year to get like exotic fruits. The Olam remembers, many of the Achroinim learned that was on Tu Bishvat. Doesn't say when. It says once a year they learned that Yerushalmi is a source to the Mogen Avram that brings down on Tu Bishvat to have a lot of fruit. Anyway, so the Mesilas Yesharim is really telling us here that it's not the way to go. And Taka, Shlomo HaMelech is telling us an approach. He's telling us an approach that's not the way to go. So then what is he saying? He's clearly not saying whatever you see you should take. That doesn't ishkim shot. I remember when I was a kid, all the big people, they used to say, used to make jokes with diets. Everybody used to say, I'm on a Siyam diet. What's a Siyam diet? Anything you see, you eat. That's like the olive bays in life is that not everything you see, you need. That's the hepach. So the Mesilas Yesharim is saying that this pasuk, so Bishloim, the Rekeach is taking a whole different approach. B'chudishtik approach, he doesn't mean gashmias. He means every toisus you see, chapachai. Okay, that's taka good. every Kiveger, every Ragashov, every Kivaldik. But that's not Pshuta Shulmikra. Not only that, you see from the Mesillas Yesharim, he didn't go with that approach. Because the Mesillas Yesharim is using this Pasuk in Koheles and the Yerushalmi in Kedushin to show, no, we're talking about Gashmis. So then what's the message? What's the message? So this is a lengthy discussion, but I'm going to just share with you one other Pasuk in Melachim. Also equally bewildering. This are the words of the Navi. He says like this. Melachim Perek Yud Aleph, the first Chelik Melachim Aleph. He tells Yeravam, U'molachto b'chol asher ta'aveh nafshecho. You will be a king over everything you want. Anything you desire, you could have. And then, so again, Chas V'Shalom, if somebody read this Pasuk like a Tzeduki, without looking into what could be behind the meaning, what Chazal have to say about it, what's the... It sounds pretty bad. It sounds like Achi is telling the Melech, you know what? You'll have whatever you want, and you'll also rule over everybody else. You'll have a malach to b'chashar tavan hashrecha. You can mamish have whatever you want. You could conquer whatever you want. There'll be nothing you can't have. You could have everything. And you could even, and you'll also malach al kol Yisrael. You'll have all the taivis you want. You'll have all the subjects you want. You have whatever you want. That obviously was not the message of the Rebbe. So what was the Rebbe's message? So listen to a fascinating Malbim. Only the Malbim could tie up a pasuk in like this. Zok the Malbim Azay. Omar loy tenoy hamalucha. He was teaching Yeravam ben Nevat, what are the conditions of being a king? How do you become a king? You can't just rule over people. But what? Sheterem yimloy chalom. You want to be a ruler on other people? Yimloy chalatzmoy. First you have to be in control. First you have to be in control. If you're in control of yourself, you can control other people. If you're out of control, you can't control other people. So he told him, umolach, didn't he? He was telling him the opposite. He wasn't telling him, you'll have everything you want. You will be able to rule everything that you want. Because there's two, you know, when you see somebody fressing their head off and they weigh 400 pounds, right, and their arteries are clogged, Rahman al-Islam, and they have high cholesterol and the nebuch, and they're fressing and fressing, and they're not in control. Really, the food is in control of them. They look like they're controlling the food. That what they call pounding in yeshiva shesprach. But the emes is the food got you by the nose. A lot of these guys say, I know that's killing me. Somebody shooting cup again. Can't control yourself. That means that the food is ruling over you. And that's the truth about all tithes. If somebody refrains, that's not weakness. That's strength. That's your strength over it. And if it captures you, then it's strength over you. Zok the Malbim. In order for somebody to be a king, they have to be able to rule over themselves. If they can't even rule themselves, if their food is ruling them or their tithes are ruling them, how could they rule anybody else? They're not in the parasha. You have to be malchustik. V'yisamli mamlechus koyanim. Could be that's why the Torah calls us malachim. Be malachim yimloichu. Right? Zok down. Im timloich v'timshol b'cho asher tava nafshecho lachnia tavas nafshecho. Oz vo yisam melech al kol Yisrael. The Duben HaMagid in Megillas Rus, the Duben HaMagid says the same thing. He says on that Habehemos Yidmu, he says somebody who can't control the taivis, they're not a moishel, they're a nimshal. They're being ruled by something else. Something is ruling them. Right? Something else is ruling them. And the Mela, something else is ruling them, they're called a nimshal, not a moishel. That's why it says, nimshal ka behemos yidmu. That's the puzzle. Says the Dubin HaMagid, what's nimshal ka behemos yidmu? He says, because somebody who's a behema, which means whatever he sees he needs to have, he's a nimshal. He's not a moishel. He's not ruling over nothing. He's a nimshal. Azoi taitched up the Dubin HaMagid, which again is the same approach as the Malbim. And that was the message. Umalachta b'chol asher tava nafshecho v'yisa melech al kol Yisrael. Zok shleima ha-melech. I did not have to hold from my eyes that which I wanted, because I was in control of it. I was in control of it, meaning he understood the mila of refraining, so he wasn't in a stage of deprivation. Adarabba, he got whatever he wanted. If somebody wants to be in control, they have enjoyment being in control. The famous shaila about being on a diet on Shabbos. This whole shir is one big diet shir. But there's a shaila if you're allowed to be on a diet on Shabbos. Right? Because Shabbos is time of oinik. Right? So it's brought down in many of the poiskim that if somebody has hanor holding back from eating so much, that's their hanor. They actually have anor. You understand? The way you have a Shabbos Suda and the way Rav Steinemann had a Suda Shabbos is very different. Rav Steinemann's Suda Shabbos was less than your appetizer by the Kiddush. Not by the meal. I saw what Rav Steinemann ate. So what's Pshat? He didn't have any Shabbos? He had any Shabbos. Tosik Yemez had any Shabbos. He wasn't in pain. He had what he wanted. That's what Shlomo HaMelech says. Lo yatzalti me'enai. I didn't. Atzilus is a lotion of deprivation. There was no atzilus. He had what he wanted. He was in control of what he wanted. That's the Yisrael Hadol. And that's Shlomo HaMelech's message to us. Shlomo HaMelech's message to us is that you shouldn't have to be in a situation of deprivation. You should never be deprived. A yid should not be in deprivation. Or you should be in a matzav where he wants the right things and he realizes the value of wanting the right things. And he takes pride in the right things. And he realizes that he realizes the wrong things are just, they're fighting him. So when he's in control of his enemy, he doesn't feel deprived. Right? You don't feel deprived. Adarabba, I'm in control. There's no better feeling than feeling in control. Thus is the Yisrael Adar. Okay, we'll stop here.